And you can put it on the screen there. Okay, we can read that together. Ye have heard that it have been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at any law, and take away thy coat, let him have the cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a man, go with him to him. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not away. Praise God. You may have your seat. Today, I want to talk to you briefly on the subject, the second mile challenge. The second mile challenge. This story kind of reminds me much like my life story, where I came from, and some of this is still being done, where if an important man was to come to town, they would get hold of the little ones, the poor people, to carry load a distance. Now, if you are educated, they don't bother you. And so those of us who were in school, I never had to carry anything. But many other people did. They take you, they say you have to carry it. And when you carry the load up to the next town, somebody else will pick it up and move on. Some of these things are still happening. And so Jesus here has been speaking to his disciples by the mountain or the hillside. As he spoke to them, and they came from many different places, he was very upfront with them. Because when they heard that he was the Messiah, they were thinking that the time of their redemption was really at hand. That Jesus has come to restore the kingdom they have been praying for. And so there were the divergence here. They were very surprised when Jesus said, I have a kingdom, but that kingdom is not of this world. And so as they follow him, Jesus knew that many of thee would be his disciples. He also knew many of them would turn away. So he was up front in dealing with them. This discipleship, following me, my message, is not name it and claim it. He said it's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. But he took an authoritative stand. Ye have heard from them of old, like Moses, like Abraham and the other people and all the prophets. You heard from the people. They have said, but now I say, I did not come to change the law. I have come to fulfill the law. And so he is telling them that there is a need, if you're going to follow him and be successful, to change, to have a different mindset. And that way it comes with a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift simply means you have to think about something differently than the way you have thought about that thing before. And you have to take a stand. It's a strong stand. For instance, there are some of you sitting in this church. You have been here for quite a long time. Some of you have visited here for many, many, many months or maybe even years. Maybe you have never been baptized, but maybe we're talking about paradigm shift. Who knows that through this service here tonight, God may speak to you and say, you know what? I am going to make a change. I am going to make a decision. Tonight is my night. I am not going to be ever. I am not living from this place the same way I came. I'm going to leave from here a different man because there is a change, a paradigm shift. I am not the same person when I leave this house tonight. I'm not going to be the same person. Now, sometimes we have children and watch them grow. And as they grow, they change. You know, when you have a little child, a year old or 2 years old, everything they do is funny. Even when they fall, it's funny. But soon, you tend to start to stand back a little bit. And watch them. I remember when I have my own little boys. And we had to buy a tricycle. And he would sit on the tricycle. And he wanted to go fast. And we'll go by and say, no, you can't take this too far. We had a bicycle, a small one for him. And we put training wheel on it. And he said, take my training wheel. Because he wanted to ride, and he is here tonight. He wanted to ride like the other kids who ride. And being the kind of dad I am, I said, okay. And he will get on that thing, and many times he will fall, and then I get a beating. Why you allow him to sit on that? But you know, every one of us here today, at one time or another, we have to face reality. We cannot always be carried. We have a calling on our life. And when God calls you, you have the answer. I sat here the other day, and I listened to the young lady, he's sitting here, Sister Anna, pulling out her heart, and I could feel what she was talking about because I've been in that same situation before. When God calls you, you have the answer. Your age does not matter. Your citizenship does not matter. And she was talking about the burden on her, the burden to preach this gospel. It should be on every one of us in the house today. Amen. The Bible said, make your calling and your election sure. And it's your responsibility. And Jesus said, but there is a price. There had to be a mindset change. You can't think the way you have always thought. There is no black gospel. There is no white gospel. There is no African gospel. By the way, I want to tell you there's but one door. It's not a Pentecostal door. It's not a Baptist door. It's not a Methodist door. There is but one door, and that door is Jesus Christ. I think heaven would be a very surprised place because there are some of us who think we are the only one going there. Me and my friends are the only one. Maybe my denomination, but no. He is coming after the people who are called by his name. Hallelujah. And so he wants us to have a change of heart. And this can happen to everyone. Christ Jesus said, to come to him, you have to repent. To repent just means to say, Lord, I am wrong. Hallelujah. I am wrong. I have disobeyed. And when you cry to him, for he will never forsake you no matter what you have done. None of us here can ever do anything to deserve the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are saved by grace and grace alone. And so you want us to come and repent of our sin, be baptized in your holy name, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what it takes. That is why it takes. So many want to take the road about because we think I have done things that are so bad, I'm even ashamed of it. And I can't afford to come in the church to tell people, oh, you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell my pastor. You don't have to tell anybody, but you need to tell Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the way maker. He will make a way for you no matter what your situation is. He will make a way for you. He is the healer. Hallelujah. You just need a different mindset. As I told my Muslim brothers, you need a different mindset. And he and I spoke for so long. He said, maybe I had to talk to your pastor too. And I said, he's going to tell you the same thing. Hallelujah. We have found not only a different way, but we have found a better way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have found a better way. And God has called us to be witnesses for this God, for the kingdom. And the Jews were disappointed because they thought he has come to restore the kingdom. And the Romans had treated them so badly. Now Jesus has come to restore, but he did not come for that. He's talking about a different kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. And so tonight I want to tell you in this assembly, there is a second mile. When you come fundamentally to God, you enter the building, we want you, we're glad to have you. But you cannot afford to sit where you sit and sit there forever. You have to move on. That's what the second mile. And as far as I know, the second mile is just you and Jesus. Amen. The second mile, because you have to make a decision. Nobody is going to make that decision for you. You have to make that decision. And I want to tell you, if you have a child that never grows, that child is 10 years old and is still can't put a shoe on the right foot. You can see our director of a daycare for a long time. And nothing to get on my nerves are having these children that will never put the shoe on the right foot. They put it left to the right and the right to the right. And some of the children are here tonight. And you can sit in there. What? You put the foot. But all of that is good at a certain time. But at a certain moment in the life of that child, You want them to know how to put their shoe, the right foot on the right foot, the left on the left, and learn how to tie their shoes. You cannot always have to sit down and do it for them. If you have to do that at the age 10, something is wrong. And we feel the same way in the Christian church. Sometimes we come to church and we sit there. We have a very powerful preacher. Jordan always say he bring the good stuff, and then we love it. But we all have a responsibility in this church. We have to step up. And when God calls you, you cannot resist. You have to move and do what you need to do. I see all the young people coming here. First, God is doing something in this church. And some of the young people, one of these days, you're going to see them in the neighborhood, in other places, evangelizing for Jesus Christ. Because it is only that which is done for Christ will last. Nothing else we can do that is valuable. Nothing else. I see young people, about very young, about 14 years old when I started preaching. And I've been preaching a very long time. 71 years old now. And I'm still preaching. Amen. This is my calling. I love it. Everywhere that I go, I don't have to go shout. I went to the school the other day. And we in a high school, and one of the students said, we're about to leave, and he said, Teacher David, I want you to pray for us in the class before we leave. Whoa, okay. Hallelujah. We want to pray for her. And I said, okay. And I went ahead, and every time we meet, you always say, I know you're not a woman, but you're a man of God. You never told about you're a man of God. But I have come here today. This is all I have to tell you, that we have to change our mind, we have to change our direction to satisfy the kingdom of God. There is no shortcut. God does not have particular criteria for certain kind of people. There is but one door, and that door opens for you, it opens for me. And God, the second mile, you come the first time, it seemed to be easy. But God expects you to take a step forward. Hallelujah. You have to move forward. And you young people, thank God that you are doing just that many of you in this church. Just know it is not all going to be easy. Hallelujah. There are challenges along the way. But with Jesus being your help, he's going to take you all the way. The Lord did not bring you this far to leave you alone. He is not going to abandon you. I don't care how they ship. I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, it does not matter how much the ship shakes. I don't care what kind of storm may blow. He has made it sure that if you remain on board the ship, that no one will be destroyed. And I can tell you who's sitting here today, you will not perish. No matter how rough it gets, your marriage will still remain intact. Your children are going to come back to church. Hallelujah. If you obey God, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what he has done for one, he will do for another. He does not care. Hallelujah. What church you go, he cares for you to obey. Amen. When that day comes, he calls you by your name. Blood washed, that is all he sees. Blood washed, that's all he sees. Obedient to his word, that is all he sees. And I am so glad tonight for being a part of this church, in which we serve a God-fearing man, a very loving man. And while we have this opportunity in this church, I hope we're going to obey and continue to obey the word of God. Because there is a lot more to do. When the wind blew out the top of our church off, and I'm telling you, you didn't see me cry, but I did cry. And my wife always blame me. How come I never cry? Why you don't cry? No. But I felt terribly bad when that happened to our church. I felt terribly bad because I think about young men like Bro Marco and Bro Ben and every one of you. You put so much in these children. And when it happened, I was very confused. I asked him, what can we do? And I knew the burden on this man because I've been a minister before. And I know it was a very great burden on him. But you know, God is going to make a way. He is a way maker. He is a way maker. And so in closing tonight, if you are not being baptized, look at it. Water is in that warm. You can come. He can be baptized tonight. Because Jesus is coming back after people. Hallelujah. Who are called by his name. Hallelujah. He's coming after people who are called by his name. And so we're going to baptize you tonight. We'll do it right. He said everything should be done in his name. So if I kick my This thing here, accidentally, I said, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything should be done in his name. And so I pray tonight, if you are not going underwater in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, before you leave this place, before you leave this place, I hope you will fully obey the command to be baptized in his name. At this time, I'm going to call Pastor. Praise God.
Oh, could we stand to our feet around this place right now? Amen. I want to go the second mile. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.